now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Van Chu decided to marry the Princess Zelana, and he arranged to spare the lives of Marco Polo and his companions until the wedding had taken place, as he wished them to witness the wedding. Marco Polo, together with Niccolo, Matteo, and Benno, were placed in a dungeon, and after a while they received a visit from Toktai, who was secretly working in the interests of Kublai Khan. Toktai gave Marco Polo the key to the city gates, helped to dress him in a suit of armor, conducted him out of the dungeon, and sent him to open the gates so that the army of Kublai Khan could enter the city. Toktai then returned to stand guard outside the dungeon, but he was approached by Van Chu, who stated that he had changed his mind, that he had determined to kill the Venetians, and that Marco Polo should die by his hand. He ordered Toktai to open the entrance to the dungeon.
Noble prince, you are now the Khan of China, and I beg that as one of your humble subjects, I may offer you some advice.
I want no advice. If I am the Khan, I can come to my own decisions. I order you to open that cell so that I may slay Marco Polo. That fool Kublai Khan prevented me from slaying him once. Now I am the Khan.
I beg that you hear me, most noble Khan.
Are you reluctant to open the dungeon?
I am reluctant, because I desire that the new Khan of China should have the respect of his people, that he should not undertake tasks which should be left to underlings.
What words are these?
You have said that you desire to kill Marco Polo. Oh, but that is no task for the Khan of China. The Khan is no butcher. He has underlings to carry out his orders. By all means, let the Venetians die, and may you witness their death, most noble Khan. But lift not your hand against them. Let it not be said that the Khan descends to killing his own enemies.
Those are words of wisdom, Toktai.
I say those words because I know that the future stretches before you, most noble Khan. You do not wish to start your reign by doing the work of a common executioner.
Toktai, you are an honest, loyal man, and you will be well rewarded for bringing this matter to my notice.
I thank you.
But I would look upon the prisoners.
Do your officers know that you have come down here to the dungeons, noble Khan?
They do know.
Then let it not be said that the great Khan Van Chu soils himself by mingling with prisoners in the dungeon. If you would have these prisoners put to death, let them be brought before you. Witness their death by all means. But do not lower yourself by going to them. Let them come to you.
Again you speak words of wisdom. I must learn not to be so impulsive now that I am the ruler of a mighty nation. It is well, Toktai. Let the four prisoners be brought before me 1 hour before the wedding ceremony is to take place. They are to be brought to the small courtyard in the right wing of the palace. And that courtyard shall run red with their blood. Then I will go to my waiting bride. I will tell her that the Venetians have found freedom. And I will be speaking the truth. They will be freed from the cares and worries of this earth. I charge you, Toktai, bring these prisoners to me in the courtyard at the appointed time.
I will do as you order, most noble prince.
Some of my trusted soldiers will carry out the execution. I must be there to jeer at Marco Polo, to watch him die. I go now to prepare myself for the pleasure which is in store for me. And I shall wear my wedding gown at the execution, so that Marco Polo will know that I go from witnessing his death to claim the Princess Zelana as my bride.
Toktai sighed with relief when Van Chu left the entrance to the dungeon, and he breathed a silent prayer, hoping that Marco Polo would hurry to carry out his mission of opening the city gates. Meanwhile, Marco Polo made his way rapidly to the city gates. He saw soldiers on guard there, and he boldly asked to speak with the captain of the guard. The captain came immediately, and he bowed low on seeing that Marco Polo wore the uniform of one of Van Chu's officers.
You desire speech with me, noble sir?
I come from the palace. I bring a message from the Lord Van Chu.
Will you not raise your visor when you speak to me, sir?
Silence, dog. Have you not heard that the Lord Van Chu has given special privileges to all his trusted officers? I need not show my face to any save those of the highest rank.
But I am one of Van Chu's trusted officers. I have not heard those orders.
You are hearing those orders now. The Lord Van Chu desires to know if any news has been heard of the army of Kublai Khan.
The army of Kublai Khan is drawn up outside the city gate. They have made several attempts to force the gates, but in vain. My men stand guard on the walls. They say that Kublai Khan is now conferring with his officers. Mayhap they will lay siege to the city. But we are well supplied with food and water.
Were you never loyal to Kublai Khan?
I was loyal to Kublai Khan. But Banchu offered me great riches and high rank. I have been captain of these gates for many years. It seemed that promotion would never come. Now Banchu has promised me promotion and riches, and he has promised vast sums of money to my soldiers.
Are there many soldiers on guard here at the gates?
There are but 200. The others were loyal to Kublai Khan. They went out of the city with his army. Bid my lord Banchu have no fear. These gates will hold fast until such time as he wins the people to the side of his cause. Then we will form an army strong enough to beat off the army of Kublai Khan.
The Lord Banchu says that you are to man the walls of the city. He says, waste not your men to keep guard here at the gates. Take them all upon the walls now.
But someone must guard the gates here. Suppose some traitor from inside the city tried to open these gates.
The Lord Banchu has one key and you have the other. No one else can open these gates. I am to stay here until I see that all your men have gone up under the walls. Go you now with them.
I do not understand these orders. How do I know that you have the right to give them to me, sir? Do you bring me any sign that you are from the Lord Banchu?
Dog, would you dare defy me? You have sworn to be loyal to Banchu, and now you dare to disobey his orders. Go, bid your men man the walls at once. The Lord Banchu fears that Kublai Khan may make a strong attack.
I do not understand these orders, sir, but they will be carried out. Let the walls be manned. All men march to the walls.
It is well.
I do not think it is wise to leave the inside of the gates unguarded.
It matters not what you think. You are here to carry out the orders. Go you upon the walls.
Do you return to the palace now?
I remain here on guard for a while. The Lord Banchu is sending mere soldiers. When they come, then I will leave.
What is your name? Most of the high officers who serve Banchu are known to me. I would like to look upon your face.
I have told you that you cannot look upon my face. Your soldiers have gone up on the walls. Now you go with them.
These orders are strange. I do not understand them.
The orders may be strange, Chicken, but I will not be disobeyed. And because you have disobeyed me, I strike you down.
Oh, you dog, I will kill you. Traitor, what do you with that key? Guard, to me.
Silence or I'll put an end to your worthless life.
Guard, to me, this man unlocks the gate.
As the captain gave the alarm, the men came crowding down from the walls. The captain rose to his feet and lunged towards Marco Polo, but Marco had by this time succeeded in unlocking the gates, and they swung apart. Then, running as fast as he could, despite his heavy armor, Marco dashed through the gates. The army of Kublai Khan were drawn up about 100 yards away. They were astounded to see the gates open. Then, with a wild shout of triumph, they charged towards the gates. Hastily, the captain and his soldiers scattered. Marco Polo turned and joined the charging army, being carried by sheer weight of numbers through the gates. Meanwhile, Banchu was waiting in the little courtyard. He sent for Toptai.
You sent for me, my lord Banchu?
Yes, Toptai. I am pleased with you. You are wise and far-seeing. And because you gave me such good advice, I will make you captain of my personal bodyguard. No more shall you have the lowly task of guarding prisoners in dungeons. You shall be always by my side.
I thank you, my lord.
I have sent other men down to drag the 4 Venetian prisoners out of the dungeon.
Oh, but my lord, I had charge of those prisoners. I desire to bring them before you.
Stay here with me. See, the courtyard is filled with my soldiers. We will have some sport at the expense of these Venetians. I ask pardon for giving you the lowly task of guarding such prisoners. But you will have no more lowly task. You may seat yourself beside me, Toptai.
My lord, the air from the dungeons is foul. It has affected me so that I feel faint and unwell. I ask your leave to withdraw.
What is this, Toptai? Are you a weakling? You will stay here by my side.
My lord Banchu, we have 3 of the prisoners, but 1 has escaped. We cannot find him.
What is this?
We have searched everywhere for Marco Polo.
Toptai, stand before me.
I am here, my lord.
Where is Marco Polo?
I know not.
You lie, you dog. Answer my question now, or you shall be flogged to death. Where is Marco Polo?
I have said that I know not.
Ah, let Toptai be seized. I will deal with him soon. Now, Niccolo Polo, where is your son?
He is not here, Vanchu.
Oh, think you that I cannot see that? Now, tell me, what has become of him? How did he escape?
That I do not know.
You are lying, but I will make you talk. Nafio Polo, I ask you, where is Marco?
Ask me no riddles, Vanchu. I am in no mood to answer them.
You insolent dog. Drag the servant before me.
Oh, spare my life, I beg of you, spare my life. I do not know where Marco Polo can be found. I do not know. Oh, do not blame me. I did not aid him to escape.
Oh, well, you shall tell me where Marco Polo has gone. Tell me where he can be found. Or I will inflict upon you such torture that you will scream and pray for death.
I do not know. I do not know where Marco Polo can be found, you rebel dog.
Well spoken, Benno.
So they all defy me, do they? Masters and servants. And they shall all die now. Let the palace grounds be searched for Marco Polo. And then, when he is found, drag him before me. He cannot be far away. And as for you, Toktai, I know now why you did not wish me to go into that dungeon.
What of it? I am prepared to die. I would have you know that I have always been loyal to my master, Kublai Khan. But before I die, let me tell you that I am no rebel.
You will die now with the Venetians, you dog. Drag the four of them to the center of the courtyard. We will not trouble about a slow death. Let their heads be struck from their bodies. Then find me Marco Polo. Go, carry out my orders.